Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM number 150. Pais Pnimi for Men, Shir number 150. We're in the wonderful book, The Win-Win Marriage by Rabbi Yecheskel Seltzer. And we're talking about a foundational weapon, two, which is decoding all messages of lack as the messages of the Yetzirah. That's a real important yesod. Last year we talked about Kael Zar, or Eilzar, the Yetzirah within us. Here, we're going to talk about, he starts off in that the Maralma Prague, he has a Nesivas Oilam Sefer, about different Midos, and one of them is called Nesiva Yetzir, which is how to fight the Yetzirah. And he brings an unbelievable principle there, that every message of lack in our lives, that we feel lacking, comes from the Yetzirah. He begins that the Koyach HaYetzir, from the Pasuk in Mishle, to paraphrase it in English, that if your enemy is hungry, give him bread. If he is thirsty, pour him a water to drink. The enemy here is the Yetzirah. He has a hunger and a thirst. And that's a lack. There's a voice inside of us that harps on this lack. I'm missing, I'm missing. The Yetzirah is telling us in our minds, you don't have what you need. 1,000 different versions of what's missing in your life. And then we shift that lack to our wives. That's, she is usually the primary target of our feelings of lack within ourselves and others, but our wife is the primary target. For example, my wife doesn't appreciate me enough. My wife gives me priority to the kids or her parents and her projects, everyone except me. She's always too tired to spend time with me. She's too critical. She's disorganized, or she's overly organized, or she nags me, or she treats me like an ATM machine, and she's insisting on planning things in advance, or she refuses to plan things on in advance. So that's the way the target goes on your wife. Sometimes it turns on yourself, self-bashing. I'm a failure. I'm not physically attractive to my wife. I never do anything right. This is the third job I lost. I'll never be matzliach. Or why can't I act like this other person and speak like this other person or look like this other person? Or with my rough background, I'll never be able to climb out of this pit. Or I failed so many times in breaking my addiction to food or to cigarettes or to the internet. And I don't have that resources. I don't have that courage within me to succeed. I don't have it in me. And all this is the bashing of the lack that you feel inside. Now, you may say to yourself, well, a lot of what I just said here is true, whether towards my wife or towards myself. Why shouldn't I entertain these thoughts? They're true negative thoughts. And the answer is that when you hold these critical thoughts, it puts you into that Olam Hazaris, which you talked about, which is the world of estrangement, where from there comes all the feelings of depression, of resentments, and all fear. Truth means MS. What's MS? MS is that you see the whole picture, the entire picture. What we just described, all that self-bashing or bashing your wife, comes from a skewed picture of an extreme. MS is Aleph, which is the first letter of the Aleph Beis, Mem, which is in the middle, Tuf, which is at the end, meaning that MS, truth, goes from the beginning to the middle to the end. Truth encompasses the whole picture from beginning to end. And the Yetzirah just gives you these partial truths. So, for example, your wife, yes, she's disorganized. Even if that's a truth, what the Yetzirah, what it does is it blocks you from the Mem and the Suf. Yes, she could be disorganized, but she's also affectionate and cheerful and kind. Or for yourself, you may have had a rough banging, a rough background, right? But other great people in life also had rough backgrounds. And they use that to get through it and to become higher, better people. So a partial truth is no truth at all. It takes these little bits and pieces of truth and skews it to an extreme. And that's not really MS. And the HR comes with the guise, of course, his power is to give that little truth that is there and blow it out of proportion. So here is the idea. Nehemiah talked about in Tanakh, how you have a weapon in one hand and a building tool in the other hand. The weapon in the left hand is to fight off the Yetzer Hara for the lacking feelings you feel. Then you have a building tool on your right hand where you start appreciating everything you do have, that you're not lacking. One of the main yesodos of this is what we say every morning, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, our God, the King of the universe, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarchi. He provided me for all my needs. That is the yesod of Emunah. This bracha of Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarchi Ki is the yesod of Emunah. It's the yesod of all of Shalom Bayis. It's the yesod of all healthy self-esteem and self-love. When you say this blessing, you're affirming everything, you have everything you need. It's that Hashem is in control. He loves us and gives us what we need. Not necessarily what we want, but what we need. We'll go on the side. You could still daven for more, and we'll talk about that soon. That is true. But even as you're asking, you appreciate, but right now I have everything what I need. So as an example, if your wife doesn't show you enough appreciation, so instead of lamenting about it and complaining about it, about this lack of a wife who doesn't validate you as much as you should or give you a car set type as much as you should, you say right now, everything I need, I have. I have my wife for my own tikkun. When she doesn't validate me, Hashem is trying to tell you, learn to validate yourself on the basis of true, healthy self-esteem. If she doesn't yet express that Hakara Sataif to you, you understand and learn, you know, how important Hakara Sataif is, and you start expressing the gratitude to people around you, including your wife, who may right now not show that appreciation, but you show that appreciation. And you need this wife for your exact tikkun of why your neshama came into the world. Now, after you have this full acceptance, then of course you could daven for siyata d'shmaya, for help, and help it get better, and help that her awareness should get better, and let's work through things, of course. But the lacking feeling, the messages of lack, are coming from the Yetzer Hara, and we have to replace that with the message that I have everything that I need, which is the yesod of simcha, which is a side of being sameach b'chelkoi, b'chelki, being happy with one's lot. In other words, Hakaras HaTayv is the keli, where the great hashpa will come, where the bracha will come from that keli, from that vessel of Hakaras HaTayv. So the inner voice of lack has to be replaced by the inner voice that tells us, everything I have, I need, Hashem provides everything. So to summarize what we need to learn over here, the foundation of your bias of your having a bias neman be Yisrael is your commitment to, number one, have positive thoughts, number two, have positive feelings, and number three, have positive judgments about your wife and about yourself. And remember that any message of lack about your life, about other people, about yourself is all coming from the Yetzer. He's hacking into your system to steal your identity. And you basically move away from that Olam Hazaris, that empty world of estrangement, and you enter and live in the Olam HaYadidus, the world of connection. You can't stay in the world of connection and the world of estrangement at the same time. You move towards the world of connection. So you have to identify, what world am I right now? Am I in the Olam HaYadidus, the world of connection, where I'm connected to myself, my own godly soul, and with the people around me and with my wife? Or you're in this Olam Hazaris where you're estranged. Choose the world you want to be in, and choose the act of giving and the acceptance and the love that will take you into this Olam HaYadidus, this world of connection. That you say to yourself that everything I need, I have, because Hashem provided everything. So these weapons that we're talking about are two yesodistic weapons. Number one is resist the urge to disconnect from your wife. Even if she has chesroinis that bother you, you look at the milas that she does have to connect. Don't disconnect from your wife. That's an Eilzar attack. Try to connect and try to find those nekudas taivais, like we talked about, always from Nachman Breslov and others, to look at the good and the positive. Over here, you look at the good and positive of your wife. And number two is to reject all messages of lack, all messages that make you feel unworthy or you feel that your wife is unworthy. You say you have everything, you're Sameach Bechelkai. There's a way to daven for more even as you're enjoying everything that you're enjoying now. You thank Hashem for all the chasadim, niflam that he does for you every moment of the day. And when you do this and you work on this, you will see Siyat Deshmaya, Habol Letayim, Messiah Noisai, and you'll have Be'ezus Hashem, a beautiful, wonderful marriage of connection. And even those negative things don't bother you anymore. A lot of them could really enhance your life and bring things in the, you know, up to the best possible way, the best possible feelings about yourself and about your wife that brings bracha into the home. Bracha v'atzlacha.